Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tropical storm Ophelia is now moving inland after making landfall a few hours ago in North Carolina. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond expects Ophelia to dump heavy rain on the mid-Atlantic.
The heaviest rainfall is with the storm center as it's moving across North Carolina and parts of Southeast Virginia later today and tonight.
The latest update from the National Hurricane Center says Ophelia came ashore near Emerald Isle with top winds of 70 miles per hour. It's promising to bring a weekend of windy conditions and heavy rain, up to 7 inches, to parts of North Carolina and Virginia. Both states, as well as Maryland, are under states of emergency. The September 30th deadline to avoid a government shutdown is approaching, and although House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the House will return next week, absent an agreement, the White House has directed federal agencies to prepare for a shutdown. The union representing federal wildland firefighters warns that up to half of them could quit unless Congress extends a pay increase by the end of the month. Colorado Public Radio's Stina Sieg says advocates for the pay raises joined Colorado Senator Michael Bennett in Grand Junction on Friday.
In 2021, the bipartisan infrastructure bill gave wildland firefighters an additional $20,000 a year. But that sunsets September 30th. Widow Michelle Hart says many firefighters have had to live in their cars.
These are basic human rights that we have that are obviously not being given to people who are on the front line, people like my husband who gave his life for his job and are in it because they're passionate and because they love their country.
Hart's late husband, Tim, is the namesake for a bill introduced by Senator Michael Bennett, which would increase pay and benefits. For NPR News, I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction, Colorado.
President Biden is heading to Michigan on Tuesday to support the United Auto Workers on the social media site X, previously known as Twitter. He said he'll be joining the picket line, as NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
It's an extremely unusual move for a president of the United States to join a picket line. But Biden wrote online that he will, and he'll stand in solidarity with the striking workers. It's time, he added, for a win-win agreement that keeps American auto manufacturing thriving with well-paid UAW jobs. Word of Biden's visit comes as the United Auto Workers expanded their strike as they seek a better contract. Biden's trip also comes a day ahead of Donald Trump's planned visit. The former president is skipping the second GOP presidential debate to instead rally with auto workers in Detroit. Michigan is a key state in presidential elections. Trump won the state in 2016, but Biden and Democrats won it back in 2020. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
And this is NPR News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is traveling to Texas today. He is to visit the Rio Grande Valley and meet with the president of Honduras in McAllen. The trip comes a day after new figures show Border Patrol agents made more than 181,000 arrests on the border in August, that number up from July, but little change from August last year. Thousands of migrants, meanwhile, crossed into Eagle Pass, Texas this week to seek asylum, and many have come through San Antonio on their way to their destinations. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports that because of that influx, the city's Migrant Resource Center is now over capacity.
The center has seen large numbers of migrants from Venezuela, including a man named Juan Carlos. He has been in San Antonio for 5 days. He's been sleeping on pizza boxes outside of the resource center.
There's not enough beds inside anyway. We'll have to sleep on the floor.
He's trying to make it to Miami, Florida, where he knows a friend. He expressed his gratitude for the resource center and the meals provided, even if the portions are small. The migrant center is averaging 750 people per day. U.S. immigration authorities encountered more than 142,000 migrants at the southern border in just the first half of September, on pace to match last year's record high. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
Security is tight today in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou ahead of the opening ceremony of the Asian Games. The ceremony is getting underway today, with President Xi Jinping among the leaders set to attend. The Games are China's biggest sporting event in more than a decade. More than 12,000 athletes from 45 nations are to compete in 40 sports. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.